Several hundred people gathered at the Round Theater at La Vieta this past weekend. They came to see guitars of all shapes and sizes. TPR arts and culture reporter Jack Morgan was there too.
What's going on here is a cutthroat business, and that's determined by the man who put it on.
My name is Joe Cutthroat with Robot Monster Guitars and the Alamo City Guitar Bazaar.
As to what's happening, it's kind of a massive swap meet for guitar players, with prices ranging from $100 to tens of thousands of dollars.
Today is the second annual Alamo City Guitar Bazaar. You're sold out the first year, sold out the second year again. Had a bigger location at that.
He guesstimates there are about 3,000 guitars for sale here. Acoustic, electric, resonators, banjos, mandolins, and other instruments. The one thing Matthew Rose came to find...
I'm actually here to find some vintage synthesizers or keyboards.
...was something they didn't have.
No, zero.
Zero synthesizers?
But no, I can't say I'm really surprised about that.
So you're going to walk out with a guitar instead?
No, there's absolutely no chance of that. I've already got 20 guitars, so...
Really?
Yes, so I can't really justify adding any more to the collection, but it's really fun here, and nice people, and some beautiful instruments.
Bandera cabinet maker Neil Peterson read a book on guitar making in the late 90s and began building several guitars a year.
The latest one is the Mesquite guitar on the end here. It's number 95, and I've got 96 and 97 underway in my shop.
Those have wood of an interesting source, provided by a friend.
He had an old piano that had fallen into disrepair, and he started taking it apart. When he got to the soundboard, he realized it was spruce.
Spruce is what the soundboard on most guitars is made from.
He brought me the soundboard, said, "You think you can do anything with this?" And so that's where it all began.
He likes to choose interesting woods, mesquite, antique yellow pine, and, weirdly, chinaberry.
I found that chinaberry is actually in the mahogany family. I'm expecting it's going to be a nice guitar.
As to guitar number 100, here's what he's looking to build.
I think pretty well decided that's going to be an all-mesquite guitar.
And maybe at the next Alamo City Guitar Bazaar, it'll be for sale. I'm Jack Morgan in San Antonio.